Well, I was at the supermarket the other day. I usually, like on Monday, get out of work and I head over to the supermarket and I pick up my groceries and I check out. So it wasn't the checkout lady that was in front of me. It was the one over in the next aisle. She didn't have anybody there. She was talking to the bag guy. The bag guy on my aisle was talking to the checkout gal in another lane. They were just kind of kitty corner from each other. And as, you know, I was listening in, which I'm glad that I can see both sides and I can, you know, it's kind of neat to hear what people think. So the conversation was about the volcanoes and all the things going on the planet. And the woman who was in the other, who was a checkout person, said, it's the end of times. It's the, I don't know if she said end of days or end of times, maybe end of days. And the man who was checking out at the end of my checkout aisle said, I don't believe that. And the woman said, well, I'm a Christian. And he said, well, so am I. I just don't believe that. And then she kind of walked away. I don't know if she was upset or what. She didn't have any customers, so maybe she was going on break. And as I was coming down, I told him, well, good for you. I'm glad you feel that way. And then he opened up to me a little bit, and he said, you know, my mom, when 9/11 hit, she thought it was the end of times too, the end of days. And I had to convince her it wasn't, and she was very scared. And, you know, that's the danger of thinking that way, is that you have these old prophecies, which we don't even know if they're accurate, and we're going to build everything off of that. And what if there's a really good explanation for what's going on? Or at least another alternative explanation. So right away we turn to fear. And I have a tough time thinking that God is going to destroy everything. If he loves us as a being, why? Well, we've been sinful and there's a lot of bad. There might be plenty of people that do things that aren't good. But also the deck stacked against us. The deck is stacked against us the minute we get here. So we're supposed to be these wonderful, great people, even though there's dark energy messing with us, probably getting us to do a lot of things. And we're supposed to overcome all that. I just don't believe that. I just don't believe a being that created us, that loves us, would do that to us. I don't, and maybe you disagree. The being I've experienced is a being of pure love. With my parents, both of those who came back from the other side, as I've talked about from before, in 96, 1996 and 2011, and it was a wave of love from both of them. And this wave of love is indescribable. It's the most powerful love there is. I can't put it into words. It's nirvana. It's bliss. And it was just only for a brief second that I felt it from both of them at different times. So I think that's the love of the universe. That's, to me, what God is, this incredible wave of love. If God is only love, then why would God destroy what he created? And I just look at it as the earth is going through a cleansing period, because everything I keep hearing about it is that we're moving on to another. We're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, which is hard for people to understand, but we're going from a place where there's dark energy to a place where there will be no dark energy, where there'll be more light. And the reason that we have to shift from the third to the fifth is because in the third density where we're at, it's harder for light to get through. This is a physical place, and most of our places where we exist in spirit are much less denser, and therefore we have a greater connection with what we truly are. And who truly created us. And so, you know, this is all by design. I don't believe that, first of all, we allowed this to happen. And I also believe that we wanted this experience. You can't know what God is unless you know the absence of God. So, in my opinion, it was us, not God, that created this situation. We wanted to experience what it would be like to not know God. The only way we would know God is if we don't know him, you know, by completely becoming immersed in the not knowing. I think if you want to read more about that, you can read Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God, because that's what God basically tells him. And others have heard this as well and felt this. And to me, it just makes a lot of sense that we are beings that are constantly going on journeys and looking for new adventures. And sometimes we kind of get lost in these adventures a bit. And we're always welcome to come back home. But we're the ones that have to wake up. And now we are waking up. We've made the choice to wake up, and Earth has made the choice. And so now we're seeing more turbulent times. So this woman that said it was the end of times, when at the moment I was thinking, no, I don't agree with you. But now, in perspective, I'm thinking she's absolutely right. They're both right. And by that I mean, it is the end of certain times. We are no longer going to be part of what once was. So, yeah, in a way, she's absolutely right. Maybe not what she probably thought it was Armageddon, the end of the earth, the end of mankind. But if you look at the phrase just end of times or end of days, you know, they're saying that there's going to come a time when time will not exist. And that makes sense to me. If we're moving into the fifth dimension where there really is no time, and there's no illness, and there's no desire for hunger, because you'll have everything you need. That makes sense. That really the end of time, the end of days. Kind of like what the Mayans were saying, and the Hopis, and these ancient cultures, that it was we were shifting into a new beginning. The old was going to end, and the new was going to begin. And that's what we're witnessing, in my opinion. I took a picture of this hailstorm we got the other day. And that was the most intense hailstorm. And living in Upper Michigan, we don't get bad weather too much. Yeah, we get snow. Okay, we get some pretty nasty snow. But we don't normally get the really heavy storms because they can't really build up. You know, it's our terrain is hilly, and there's a lot of trees, and there's great lakes. And so we don't get the intense storms like Kansas. But lately, in the last few years, the storms have become more and more intense. And it's just proof to me that the Earth is cleansing itself. We're all going to see this. Are we going to perish? You know, if you're in the wrong place, there might be some danger. You know, on the coastlines or certain places where there's volcanoes, things like that. Potential danger for those kind of things to happen. But you know, they also say that you know this in your soul. You know this. And there's reasons people put themselves in those places. And that seems like a hard thing to believe. But I believe it's true. I believe that we're drawn to certain areas and certain experiences. And, you know, when we see people die in these horrific things, whether it's through nature or active and there's a human being, it creates greater compassion, and we all have, and that's what we're doing. We want a greater compassion in the world. So I'm telling you, and maybe you don't agree with this, seems a bit hard to swallow. There are those in their lifetime that choose to make an impact as to get people to feel compassion. So they're willing to lose their life in certain situations so the rest of us will have a moment. And then maybe that moment turns into something more, and we find more love in our heart and compassion. That's why, and people say, why would they do that? Because this is just a temporary place, and physical bodies are not what we really are. And so when you're out of a physical body, you go, go do this. It's not a big deal. Maybe I'll help others. You know, we're always serving, whether we realize it or not. And then you say, what about the bad people? How are they serving? They're serving as an example. They're bringing people together so that we unite, so that we find a common cause. And I think the biggest thing that's coming forward is the truth. We're going to find the truth out. There's going to be a lot of things changing in the next few years even. And the world is going to continue to seem like it's going to get more intense. But if I'm to believe the sources that I read and talk to, this is all meant to happen. And even if we were not here, it would still be going on. And the world is eventually going to become a very temperate place. The poles are going to melt, which is going to create flooding, probably. But also, it's meant to happen. And that we are going to... The climate of the planet is going to become more moderate. and even the arid places will become moderate and vegetation will grow there. And that's what the goal is. Earth is going to become like heaven on earth again. And it's not going to do it as long as we keep fighting, putting negative energy out there. All that has to end. And it is, right now we're in the beginning stages, maybe even more than beginning, stages of seeing that happen. That's what I think. What do you think? Hopefully you're not afraid. That's why I talk about this stuff, because having fear doesn't help anybody. And actually, it feeds others. There are beings that feed off of fear, and they create a lot of this stuff so that you are afraid, because they feed off of any negative energy. And the forces of light and love never put you in that position. But we always have a choice on how to react. So hopefully I don't see any more hailstorms like I did. I'm just glad it didn't break anything. What are you going to do? You know, it is what it is. I know I'm here for a reason, and I know I chose to be here at this time. I take responsibility. Blessings and love to you. Love and joy. Namaste.